You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We weren't really sure what the Oakland Athletics were going to be this season. Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're dreadful. And so far, the season is not going very well for them. But they are, I guess, still in the evaluation period. So let's talk about that. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Jane Lee. Jane, recently read some quotes from the A's front office that they're not necessarily going to be sellers at the trade deadline. And they're still evaluating and trying to figure out what the problem is. Is it just because of injuries that their record, which is 28-41, or if it's just, just because they're not very good. So I guess we're just in a holding pattern waiting to see what they do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to remember it is still early. The trade deadline's still pretty far off. And you look at their situation, and clearly injuries have been a big factor in their record. But also, I mean, you look at them, it's not a small sample size anymore, and they haven't been playing very well. They just haven't been able to be consistent, whether it's with their pitching, offense, defense. They haven't been able to put it all together no matter who's on the field. And obviously healthy bodies help. But, the ones that are there just aren't getting the job done right now. So I think it's pretty clear at this point. You look at their record, you look at how far they are out in the division, that they are going to be sellers. But there's no point in rushing to, get rid of these players right this moment when, the market's still very much wide open and they have a chance to, either wait it out or set the market and just kind of, see where it goes. I think we saw last year, when they made all those big trades with Scott Kazmir, Ben Zobrist, and Tyler Clifford, they waited it out and they kind of all happened in a flurry at the end of July. So I think we'll see something similar, just not anytime real soon.
Okay, and I misspoke there. 29-42 is their updated record as we are talking right now. I want to correct that. They had 10 players on the DL. They had 13 in late May. That really does put a team in a lot of disarray. Of course, every team has injuries, and it's kind of what your depth is made of, and that, might be questionable with these guys, but, who knows. So let's talk about a couple of news items. Henderson Alvarez, he had another not long ago setback in his rehab, so he's been shut down, right? So he's not doing anything right now.
Yeah, he's not doing anything, unfortunately. This is his second setback, and pretty much at the same time in his rehab, too. Last time, I think it was in May, where he was making a rehab start around the fourth or fifth inning, was taken out again last week, went to go out for the fourth inning and just couldn't because of discomfort in his shoulder. I know people are, mostly freak out when you're talking about the elbow, but I think the shoulder is just so significant too. And so they're going to kind of wait it out. He's going to see Dr. Andrews yet again. And just, I think, rest it for a while. So I know a lot of people are asking, well, when is he going to be back? When can we see him? And, I mean, at this point, I really wouldn't expect him to even see him at all this season just because of the way things have gone. And you really feel for him. I mean, he's put in so much time and work into his rehab. And just when the A's thought they were going to get him back, he was expected to make a start with them after that rehab outing. Something happens yet again. So, you feel for him, and obviously from a team standpoint, they really could have used him just because they're having such a hard time, even fielding a rotation right now.
Yeah, speaking on that topic, so what is it? You have an update on Sean Manaea? Where is he on his rehab?
Yeah, he's doing really well. His rehab's been very smooth. He is going to make a rehab start tomorrow with Stockton, and they think that's all he's going to need. So after that, I think he's going to throw around 65 pitches. They expect him to be back in the rotation, which is good news, him needing the minimum 15 days, because that's obviously not what they got from Rich Hill, who's been out for almost a month now. So that's one of the very few, good things they can take from that right now.
And I have to hit on a positive note here. So let's talk. Kendall Graveman had a strong recent outing versus the Angels. I realize it's been a few days now, but so that's encouraging, right? I mean, they need something from some of these guys. So the fact that he had a really encouraging outing, that's got to make everybody feel okay.
They do, yeah. I mean, they've been waiting for that type of performance for him essentially all season, and they just, you know, haven't gotten it. So to see that, you know, to see him perform like they know he's capable of, it's huge. He just has to keep it up and be consistent. And the same goes for some of the other guys, I mean, including Sonny Gray. And he hasn't, you know, strung together, you know, a few consistent starts since last year. But like Graveman, you know, saw in his last start, and even in the couple starts before, flashes of it. So if they can get those two guys going, and they kind of have to, just because you look at the rotation is just a mess right now because of all the injuries. And, you know, you look ahead too, with a trade candidate like Rich Hill, who might be gone, you're going to need those other guys, along with Daniel Mingden, who's made three starts for them, to step up and perform.
Yeah, do you think that they would trade Sonny Gray? Do you think that would be something they would?
Eventually, I don't know that it's going to happen, you know, by this trade deadline. So I think they might wait it out with him. I do see Rich Hill going. I mean, he's a very attractive option to any contending team, just because he's on a 1-year deal. But I think with Sonny, I just for some reason don't see it happening in the next few weeks. I think, you know, he will get traded at some point, but just not right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Okay, Jane, thank you very much. Talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.